America, Episode 10, A Means Without End. Borders between mathematics, gestures, and dance. Boy Child and Fernando Zalamea. Saturday, 23rd of November, 2019.
Okay. Ready? Am I ready? Okay, ready. Got this.
He's going to work.
Fernando's going to make me work.
So the idea is something very strange that Barry and Brian and Tosh came about. It was to use the simple gestures that I was working on and to make that propagate on a real body like her body, which really changed completely our understanding of things. I hope so. So the idea is using just very, very simple gestures and very simple descriptions of those gestures, opening the possibility of a movement of the body in which that simple, compacted and condensed gesture will become real mathematics. So the idea is that real mathematics is in the body, and we will see what will happen.
We'll see.
So we will have four little gestures and dances. They will take between 5 or 10 minutes or whatever, the inspiration of Tosh. And afterwards, well, we have a discussion. We will try to see if this helps to understand mathematics. So the first gesture will be this one, the space and number. The space and number, which will be condensed, is something very simple. This is the space, and then you have the number, which comes and caresses the space. There is a caress, important caress, between the number and the space. Finally, the space opens up, and they become blended together.
That's it. This is going to be fun. I was thinking like all week, I was like, oh, maybe if I just attend all of 1,000 of your lectures that you've given in the last few days, that maybe I'll actually comprehend something as well. And I don't. I can't. But I mean, in any ways, it's not a matter of translating. That's not the point. Not the moving point or the fixed point or the non-point, but like maybe a vibrating pulsation. So space and number. I come from a background of drag. So in my understanding of movement or dance is it's through pop music actually in like the remix. So when I think of space and number, when I think of like number kind of equated to time or something. I think of a count actually in a song. A BPM. Ta, 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 ta. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, I feel like dance is in that already. 1, 2. It's in our breath. It's in our bodies. We're all doing it right now. Caress. I mean, I'm caressing the air. You're caressing me with your gaze. That caress is happening and showing up. Space and number. I mean, even when I think about it, does it not happen in steps or gait? The kinds of gait we inhabit differently over our lives. I have this exercise when I do workshops with people where I have them walk like a baby. You know, and I feel like space and time and the thing, or like, I also say imagine the person, maybe the person that in your mind seems like the oldest person you've ever seen walking. and that kind of walk, this kind of time. So, I mean, I think initially we were talking about doing hands because I have a hand dance that I'll do for you later. But I was talking to Fernando earlier that my hands are connected to my body, so the dance is in the whole body. I don't know if that makes sense about like the gait or something, but like that's for me, that's how I see space and time. Space and number. I don't know, for me the answer is actually just in movement in and of itself. The openness of dance. Space and number. I feel like as we go on I'll have like more whole or non-whole things to conjoin in movement.
But I think you can respond to this idea with your body. The space-time is just a linear perspective of our world, and the space number is something much more complex, in which these hands really are weaving together after they are caressing each other. So I wanted to see how in your body you are able to imagine this kind of crossing.
You're gonna make me work, okay. I didn't know you were going to make me work like this, Fernando. I should have known.
No, I told you.
You told me, I know you told me. I'll take my shoes off. How they unite and caress.
Wow, great. That was... okay. that was exactly the thing that I was expecting.
You get the thumbs up. Hand dances.
Okay.
Hand dances.
Okay. What you did was something very important for us mathematicians, and I think you express it much better than any kind of discourse or philosophical spectrum or whatever, is that mathematics is this dynamicity, that complexity of the body, which goes well beyond any kind of reductionism or any kind of plain cut. It goes really in this fantastic moving of the space, where all the crossings and bridges are produced. So thank you a lot. Let's continue. Negative and positive. These are two very important trends in mathematics, something which is more or less illuminated and the negative which is more or less shady. The shades are the important parts. In fact, I should be in the shade because I think that's the important part of mathematics. The shade is what really fosters creativity in one moment. And there is a very simple hand gesture in which something which is positive is something which in which you don't have very much complexity, something like the Euclidean plane. And instead, if you take a concave space, then you get negativity, something like the Riemann sphere or something like that. So the usual Euclidean plane is something without any philosophical or whatever interest. Instead, all the Riemann surfaces, which are more complex, have this kind of negativity, which is fundamental. So I want to see this kind of fight against what is more or less linear and clear and illuminated, and what is the really important part, what is shadowy and negative.
Lights. Can you actually turn off the front light for a second?
Yeah.
Thank you. Would you mind turning off Fernando's side yellow lights as well? Are they linked?
I think it's good like this.
Left and right, if you want just one side.
Yeah, I always get stage left and right, but can I have the one closest to me? Thank you. The cool thing about theater is that you actually have light to help you with things like shadow and light. Sorry, let me work this out. Because I do improvisation, so I was like, I can improvise, it's fine, but I'm like, wait, I have to, I don't actually know. Hold on. Because the thing about improvisation is people always assume that it's like you, basically me today. I can just walk on stage, but actually it's like, so much preparation, and I just don't know that I fully like understand these concepts in the language of math. Like they pass through me and I catch them, there's like a color or a sound, but I haven't had the chance yet really to work them out just in movement alone. It would be like thinking of a grasp or versus a reach, but maybe if there's light and shadow, there'd be light. There'd be light. There'd be light. Light. positive. Positive.
So you were seeing there in a very beautiful way how Tosh uses her body in order to produce the concavity with the body and the linearity with the hands, this fundamental fight between the shadow and the plane. And in the most important parts, what was very good for me to see, is that it is the convexity of the body which is fundamental. And that's the wood. In mathematics, it's the negative part, the convexity, the shadow, which will always foster creativity. So we combine to one of the greatest problems of mathematics, the fight between the finite and the infinite. The idea is that we will have layers in the infinite. You have layers. Some simple layers, a beginning, then successors, and then afterwards, nothing very important happens in the finite. You cannot go to a limit. Instead, in the infinite spaces, you take the layers, but then you can go to a limit, which is expressed with this thing, opening to the future and to the imagination there. So beyond the finite, more or less. Classified in something which should not be very interesting for us again, beyond the finite and the positive, it is this openness of the infinite which is really fundamental. All mathematics depends on that. To produce a dance of the infinite is an impossible task that I want us to produce.
Is it impossible? Infinite.
It's very difficult, but it will be very nice to see.
I don't know how this, maybe I shouldn't be talking about relativism because I don't know what it is, but it's like, I feel like one of the cool things about performance is, maybe my body is finite in many ways, but there are things that will last through memory or something. And in that sense, it can be infinite.
Okay.
But you want me to do something infinitely, like right here. I get it. How long do we have? We'll take a punch. How do you punch? You take a punch. Actually, if you could take a punch. This contact to the point where you stop. A gesture. Go on and on, the dizzy. You dizzy yourself with a gesture. It's finite and infinite. Okay, fine, it's hard. Like, something more simple. Sorry, no, you don't want to hear me talk. You want to see me, like, dance, but I feel like this is infinite. Actually, and this is finite.
Done. Okay.
Is it? Zalamea approved.
I think she can continue forever, but it was very nice. I think that two beautiful things were the punching, in which you have an action and reaction, which is very finite. Then beyond the punching, you had this continuous movement, and this continuous movement doesn't finish, so you go to the end, to the infinite. And this finally, this beautiful idea that the infinite is the thing which is still, no movement. Our fourth and gesture and improvisation is the inverse of the first one. In the first one, we had this idea that we have some space and we want to contaminate the space with the hands, which are approaching and caressing the space, and then finally blending together. This is the Riemann-Roch theorem for those who were with me in the session. The blending between geometry and the number. So this blending is something very natural in which the number caresses the structure. But there is an inverse process in which you have a structure and then you want to deformate the structure in order to get some kind of coordinates or numbers or kind of invariants associated to the structure. So you have the structure, and then you expand it, and it gives you a new way of understanding the complexity. So it's more or less the inverse of the first movement in the hands. Again, Tosh, sorry for you. Trying to produce the inverse of what you did in the first one. It must be incredibly hard, but you will be able to do that.
Stomp on myself. So moving from shapes to non-shapes. You said, so you would deform the structure.
You are deforming the structure. Huh. You are coming from a structure which is more or less well-defined, and then you deform it through several layers, and this deformation gives you the understanding of the structure. This is the mathematics of the last 30 years or so, deformation, instead of the mathematics of the beginning of the 20th century, which was formation. Now, the most important thing in mathematics is to deform our knowledge.
So you deform it in order to understand it?
Yes.
You can just look at me. Okay, next. No, I'm just kidding. Structure. Am I allowed to use my voice?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. Hello, my name is Tosh. I'm 31 years old, and I'm a movement-based performance artist. I'm from California. My partner is Wu. I live in Zurich. I'm a drag queen. I'm 5'9", rounding up. I don't know what I weigh right now. I'm wearing a shirt. I'm standing in front of you. I'm dancing in front of you. Speaking to you with voice. Breathing. This could be infinite.
Wow. This was, again, just incredible. It's making with the body the subtraction of the self, annihilating the self and making this kind of moments in which the person goes well beyond. So I think that what Tosh did today is what for me what is real mathematics. Mathematics are there. Those are the real mathematics. Of course, in mathematics we need a language, we need theorems, we need logic and demonstrations and things like that. But the emerging inventivity of mathematics is in this kind of movements in which you can see the complexity of things. So thank you again, Tosh. It was incredible, the best experience I could imagine.
Beautiful. That's it? Yeah.
Thank you. Great.